Good evening. You are about to listen to Mind Funnel. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry I had to fade that one out, but it's my time slot. So thanks for tuning in. Mind Funnel is here with you every Monday at 8, also repeating Wednesdays at 10. So we've got exciting, heavy show for you tonight. And I'm going to start with something different. I'm going to do what, I don't know who does this, TV hosts, radio hosts should do this too. I'm starting with corrections tonight. And reason for that is a couple shows ago, I was talking about metal, sludge music, doom, and I said something along the lines of, I just love the idea, and I think it's hilarious, of, and you can quote me on this, a bunch of dudes sitting around in a room making making music as heavy as they can make it. And of course, in my mind, we're thinking of a particular band. I was probably thinking of Sumac at that time, a band from Washington. Actually, they have a Vancouver connection. Anyway, but of course, women too. And they sit around and think about heavy music as well. And I just want to make that correction. So the first few songs that I'm going to be playing for you either feature a female vocalist or are led and created by women. The first source four songs. The first one is Liturgy, which is a weird sort of what do they call it? I think they call it transcendental black metal. That's Liturgy, followed by Life Crusher, Julie Christmas, and then Initiate, which is led by a female vocalist. Let's get started with some Liturgy, which is, you'll see it's weird. They even managed to incorporate some, I think what's, sounds like a recorder in there, like, they've got like what sounds like a fifth grader playing the recorder, which is awesome. So anyway, enjoy some heavy, heavy shit here on Mind Funnel. Okay, there we have it. That was, those were my corrections. I stand corrected. again, I selected those first four songs that were either led, created, or sang by female vocalists in response to my comment that I like heavy music because, not because, but just thinking about a bunch of dudes sitting around a room making heavy music. So, you know, there we have it. Women and children, too. That was Initiate, that song you just heard there. And before that was Julie Christmas. Before that was Life Crusher. And if you caught the first song, that absolutely insane first song, that was Liturgy. Led by Hayla, and I'm sure she would appreciate the fact that I thought it was absolutely insane. It's actually a super interesting album. The album's called HAQQ. The whole thing's just weird, if you can handle black metal like that, but it's also sort of interrupted by interesting instrumentals and piano and things like that, so... super crazy album there. I've got a few things to promote here. You are, of course, listening to CICK 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio, coming to you from unceded Kazye territory of the Ginnamdun clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. So tune in to CICK June 2nd and 3rd. We are doing a whole bunch of... shows and live stuff around membership drives and just getting the community together around community radio. June 2nd, between noon and 4, there's a bunch of events, as well as if you listen in to the radio at that time, you'll just hear people doing specialty shows, either in half-hour portions or hours, and you can call in and interact with the hosts and join the radio station and basically interact with us. Call in and just find out about being a member and how you can be part of CICK. And then myself and Roger from Face to Radio are doing a double episode, Mind Funnel and Face for Radio. We're doing a Face Funnel 2-hour episode on June 3rd, 7 to 9. Basically, we're doing a bit of a mashup. He's doing a bunch of mind funnel stuff. He'll be picking some metal and heavy rock music, and I'll be picking songs that he might usually play on Face for Radio, like some hip hop, some pop, and we'll mix it up and we'll just kind of wing it in the middle and have a bunch of fun with it. So it'd be cool to have you tune in and call in and you know, roast us, and maybe you can request a song and we'll roast you. We have a hilarious 30-second promo out there on the radio. If you've heard it, let me know. We recorded that last week and had it sent in for promo. It's pretty funny. Okay, that's it there. Let's move on. I'm going to follow up here with a band Cell Press that I've been listening to out of Montreal. They have a new album called Cages. And yeah, I like them. They're heavy, sludge. Yeah, coming to you out of Montreal.
The dream is over. Yeah.
Ah!
Who else feels better after that? I know I do. That was Kalevra with Cleanse with Fire. Soothing. That is a band out of Saskatchewan. Rocking it there. Thank you, Kalevra. I'll play more of your stuff. Before that, like I said, was Cell Press with Disco Naps on the Devil's Bedpost and Adult Baptisms before that. Sweet. Let's thank a sponsor. Mountain Eagle Books. They do books and coffee and cleanse with coffee, not with fire, when you go to Mountain Eagle Books, located on 3rd Avenue. Read the sign outside Mountain Eagle Books. You want to buy a bookstore? Buy Mountain Eagle Books. Maybe start selling other stuff there. Mountain Eagle yoga pants. You know, you never know. Anyway, the sign still says for sale, so check it out, have a look, read a book, maybe buy the whole thing, not just a book. What else have I got here? I don't know why I decided to just wing it today. Ape study facts. Oh, here's a weird educational moment out of Mind Funnel. I like to do these once in a while. So, it has been sort of revealed, like, you know, people are writing about the fact that, here, hold on, let me just open my pocket computer. Scientists have been communicating in quotes with apes via sign language since the 1960s. Apes have never asked one question. I mean, how rude is that? Like, you know those people you try to have conversations with, and you just, after a while, sometimes it takes a long time to realize, that person never asks any questions. Well, that's all apes, okay? At least when they're communicating with humans. And, you know, it's possibly because humans are big assholes and apes are just, like, trying their best to, like, follow directions. I guess we're really bossy. Anyway, you know, people have even done studies where they looked back at past studies, and I'm paraphrasing here, you know, to look for evidence of the type of communication that they're doing. And it's essentially, like, they're finding no indication of better communication than what, say, other lab animals and lab rats do, which is, you know, choose a symbol or choose a color for a reaction, you know, to get a certain reward, right? That's why they're communicating with us. And there's studies that look at past, especially from the 60s and 70s, footage of films of apes doing sign language, and they check the footage, and there's, you know, signs, and the apes are basically following, they're just signing what the humans are signing back to them. And, you know, I think there's a big drive for exciting studies and funding, and I think, you know, ape communication and animal communication got a lot of funding for a long time. And anyway, I just found these two interesting articles, of course, from Reddit. You know, Reddit, once again, ruining everything. But there you have it. Apes have never asked one question. So next time you see an ape, be like, hey, buddy, be polite if you ask me a question. That's how communication works. So, you know, asking, you know, demanding an orange, that's not a question. Anyway, so there's that. Mind funnel fact of the week. A handful of more songs here. Another band that I really enjoy. This is Dune with Abode of the Perfect Soul. We'll be right back. Yes, that is still playing there is Dune with Summa Blasphemia. And before that was a short song from Godmother. And in fact, the next song actually is a new song, a short song from Godmother as well. Again, you're listening to Mind Funnel on CSEK 93.9 FM. This is Torbjorn, your host. Godmother with some new heavy music. Check out the variation in the drums in this one.
Yeah!